horrible.
Did you listen to much?
we got double echoes here. I've got things on here. I have to unplug a few.
Hey, you can unplug yours. Hey, Carol, if you can unplug yours. Geez, nobody showed up today.
Oh, was not on there?
Yeah, just get rid of your radio part.
Ah, see?
No, that didn't work.
Okay, let's just go over it. First of all, Michael's laughing. We will
Bob,
just.
Are you? You're on mute.
Yeah, how come we're still getting through? like everything, I've got several things on. Maybe the sound output. No, that didn't work.
Well, look, we're just playing with ourselves in here. You're not even on the show.
Yes, we are.
No.
Yeah, look, I'm going to unmute Michael.
Michael, aren't we on the show?
Wait, now.
Hello, Bob.
How do we get us out of this loop?
In
what
the
is
Frank
this?
Frank Zappa vortex.
I mean, we got to turn a few things off, Carol. What do I maybe turn off the Skype?
Even the iron can't get through.
No. Actually,
if you get on, unmuted.
Yeah, I iron has to be off, unmuted. So I unmuted him, and then he started interrupting and yelling over the music. So I muted him, and he still came through. I couldn't mute him.
Oh, he messed it up. Okay.
For a few minutes. Then he backed up. But what do we do here? Let's see. I think I'll disconnect from Skype.
Where are you, Bob?
Where am I? I don't know where I usually am. But I did have my radio on. I had Carol's radio computer on, so I've never had everything on because it wasn't coming through clear through my phone. So I think I'll go off Skype. And do I need Skype for anything?
Hello?
Who's Bob, you're muted.
Oh, I'm on mute. Sorry.
Sheesh. Muting himself.
Okay, Michael?
Yes.
Okay, now we can get focused. Let's see now, Bert. Let's see if Bert's here. Who's another one qualified to talk? Is that you, Bert, there? SIP? Or is that someone else?
That's someone else.
Hello?
Who is? James or Pamela?
James or Pamela?
Oh, hello, it's me.
John.
What's your name? Well, we'll just mute her. She's too silly. Now, who else we got here? I guess Bert got knocked off. That's me. I don't know. No Bert. So it's just you, Michael. All the rest are in the enemy camp. They're yawning, fell asleep, couldn't take it, you know, something like that. So, I guess we'll have to let Ion come on. Michael, would you like to talk to Ion?
Well, sorry about all that. Sorry. We're in the Outcast section, too, y'all, so don't worry.
Outcast, they were in a bad band, like, 8 years ago. The Outcast.
Well, you keep talking about the Outcast, but you keep talking about liquor. Was it brown or clear, Bob?
I don't know. I don't use those categories.
Oh, well, keep talking about it. I didn't know.
Okay, yeah, where are you? Michael.
Your stomach. Hey. Oh, that's good.
Are you ready? Are you ready to see? He didn't see Ion, Michael. While we were going through his eye, was going through an ayahuasca, vomiting, puking. He couldn't take it.
It was bad. There are worlds that were just enveloped in the retchings of the gut of
non-physical vomit.
You better know it. You won't make an eye salve out of that spittle. I'll tell you that.
Spittle. Yeah.
And I say I'm out of the spittle. Yep.
Ion, please describe what a human creator is made of.
Dust.
What is a human creator's creation made of?
You have to say it a different way. You can't get anywhere from there, can you?
Yeah. Dust is the creation. What is the creation made of? Words?
What is the creation?
Frequency?
What is the creation? Yeah. What is the creation made of, Ion?
That's like saying, okay, it's the word. Now, what is it? What is it, the word? The word is what's spoken. So what is the word? What's the word created? Well, what is the word? The word's created. So you'd have to use word to create the word, because you'd have to have the word to create the creation. If what's the creation created of is creation. Well, you go, you can't answer the question with the question, because that's not an answer. That's what Bob does. So if you're trying to say what is creation, and then you say, well, it's creation. And then you go, well, then, okay, then you look up creation. So look up creation and see if we can figure out what creation is created from in the creating state of creation.
Is a human creator inseparable from the creation?
We're asking the question. Give us the definition of creation.
Okay.
Here, I'll bring it up here, creation. The action or process of bringing something into existence, the bringing into of existence of the universe, especially when regarded as an act of God.
So, creation then becomes a responded act of God? Okay, we can work with that.
What are the ingredients of that? Chromosome 14?
Semen.
Semen? There you have it there, Mike.
Does that mean women can't create because we don't have our own semen unless we steal it?
No, it becomes part of the whole. Your ejaculate is as valuable as the sperm.
So it's semen and vaginal secretions are the creators.
No, that's not the creators. That's what is created.
So you're talking about life. Creating,
yeah, we're talking about
life.
The creations. That's created.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so
yeah.
Now we've been taken literally, Michael.
Yeah, he does. And so are the semen made up of salt and light?
As long as it's Himalayan sea salt, yes. It's our Dr. Dean's favorite.
Ion, is there a difference between creation and world?
No.
Is the human creator a world?
No.
No.
Yes,
and,
sort of. Bind your syntax. Mostly.
Mm.
Not every time. If you go that route, you're going to end up dead. You got to go the other way. So the seventh question then becomes, if you move it to that direction, you can allow it. You can see it, but you can't create from there. Okay, eighth question. Go ahead.
What is the mechanism through which we have
own experience? Go down to the eighth one. We already answered all those. Go to the eighth
one. Oh, the eighth one. Okay.
We answered all those. It's in the recording.
Yeah,
all is recorded. I have to move along here and see how it goes. It's all good. We have to do something about the virus. We're on the strength. We're just one slap away anyway. So it's always that way with Bob, you know.
They didn't enjoy the vacation in Zappaland. They were a drag on the vacation.
No wonder suicide rates are at all-time high, Bob.
Yeah, new releases for Frank. That usually wipes out a few million. Go ahead, Michael.
Ion, what is laughter?
A
jiggling of the upper diaphragm that allows a projection of bliss or joy.
What makes something funny, Ion?
Comedy.
And some questions related to Westworld. What is the cornerstone of the backstory of Little Man?
Oh, that's easy. The creation outdoes the creator. The creation outdoes the creator. Right now, we can't do this because Bob's watching this and we get ahead of it. He'll be so cross, and Bob doesn't like that when we get ahead of him. So we have to be very careful. You, sir, are on a very slippery slope. One fell swoop and you're gone, removed from this planet or ball of wax. So you have to be very careful not to outdo or ask a question that brings us to tell something that we can't tell that Bob hasn't seen on Westworld yet. Because it'll be ugly, we promise. It was very bad with friends, just saying, don't
Bob,
do it.
Can Ion give the punchline to Westworld?
Sure.
No, we won't. Are you nuts? We know better. We know
no,
how this goes.
I'm here.
Everything's okay.
I'll take it.
Everything's okay,
yeah,
and then it ain't. So, no. So, the android meme is what they're presenting. They're presenting that the superhuman, the old art creator guy who really wants them to be normal, allows them to be his creation. He wants to be God the creator. Well, God the creator. Oh, wait, we're getting too far. Bob, you're going to be so mad. Then he comes back to all these creations and start making their own thing. They start deciding they can't kill a fly. The next thing you know, they're slapping flies. They can't do this. The next thing they can. The next thing they have their own position. Now it's a programming error. Uh-oh. There's a slippage. There is a break. There is a controlled environment where every single time, without failure extension, they know the answer. They do it every single time, every single time, every single time, every single time, until they don't. And the next thing you know, they don't. And when they don't, the next thing you know, the sheriff ain't the bad guy no more. Uh-oh.
That's very accurate, Michael. Do you watch Westworld, Michael?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, no, that's
I
very...
It,
I'm up to the latest edition. That was very good by Ion.
But we can go further than that, and that's where it's troublesome.
Ion, before we go there, Ion, so the cornerstone of the backstory of Little Man is creation outdoes the creator. What is the cornerstone?
That's the meme is the message, Michael. That's the fact that the extension numbs the Little Man. He creates something, and then the creation takes him over.
It's like laughter. It's laughter, which we already answered. It's like laughter. It isn't funny until it's obvious that it's not funny. Then it's funny. And you can't do anything about it but laugh, because it's funny. And Bob's laughing. There's nothing he can do about it. It's the predicated outtake of an inappropriate intake.
What is the cornerstone of the backstory of the ascending, Ion?
We didn't say.
And what is the cornerstone of the backstory of the ascended?
The white stone.
Can you point me to any aspect of my genealogy that would be fun to go and explore?
The Coathanites.
Thank you, Ion.
You know who they are, Michael?
Thank you, Bob.
The Coathanites? Yeah,
no, but I'm going to find out.
Ion talked about them a lot years ago. They are the Levites. They are the elite.
Well, they're
Irish,
before the Levites.
Israeli.
The Levites came from the Coathanites, the Amalekites and the Coathanites. The Coathanites, that's where the Levitical order came from, was from them, not the other way around. But it would be right for Bob to present it that way because it's in reverse. See, it's going from the Revelation to Genesis. So in that perspective, Bob is correct. But you won't understand it that way because you're trying to trace it forward, not back. So it would be
the Coathanites
in reverse
were the first
order.
The Coathanites were the first to fall on man, so they're very, very connected to the ascended continent. They
that
had,
were not miscegenated. That were not miscegenated from angel sperm.
They were very advanced, hardly little men.
They were the first. They were the first Aryans. They were pure.
Mm.
Ah. Did you get that? We made the so Nazi you, funny. You, did you get? Did you get that? Bob, we supposed to laugh. That was
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, I get that.
We made a Nazi. We made a Nazi. We made a Nazi funny. For all your Breitbart supporters, you drag all them white supremacists in here, Bob, and we're very cross about it. We love everybody. We don't care what color their coochie is. We like them all. And then you run around here trying to divide and separate, and just because you think you didn't win the election, you just run around here thinking you know something. You don't know nothing. You could have thought about that when you was dragging them people to the goddamn polls. But no, you didn't do that. You just laid up in the bed sack. Sucking the dick of the Clinton News Network, knowing what was going on. We won everything. We won everything. We know this because we got the poll of poll of polls. Boy, they sucking that poll of poll of polls now. That's the poll of polls. They're sucking that poll now. So now they're going to get their dollar bills, and they're going to start stripping on them polls, and they're going to start shaking that moneymaker. See if they can pull it back around, make some sense out of this otherwise God-forbidden positional, transitional regalia.
Wonderful rant there.
Sorry, we had that. Well, we was a little backed up. We had to go and get that out after all that zapping stuff. Our stomach is a little queasy yet.
What was the question that evoked that, Michael? What were we talking about?
We were talking about Coethanites, Bob.
Oh, yeah, and they were ascended. They're quite ascended. And then he said they were the pure area.
And then we went to the pure area. Yes.
It was the miscegenated portion of the program.
Okay, right, very good.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Ian.
All right. All right.
Bubbles. How long till we can get some bubble and squeak? We need some bubble and squeak.
Who's this anonymous?
Hello, me.
Well, holler back. It's okay. Holler. Scream it, Bob. He likes it. He's used to it. Holler at him.
I was eating. Sorry, guys.
Sorry, didn't do it. Jump in.
I was diving a little bit into the Queen Mary, Queen of Scots, because she's being mentioned quite a bit. Who was she? I know who she was, but I mean...
Well, then don't ask who was she. If you know who she was, that's who she was. She's the queen. She's the queen. That's who she was. She's the queen. She's the queen. That's who she was. She was the queen. Yeah. Go ahead.
Is it true that she was taught and instilled that she was divine?
Most certainly. So most certainly.
Was it normal when you were born royal that was... what you were taught, that you were divine, as opposed to...
Well, they were. They were. Stop. You got to realize, so were you, too. You were taught the same way. You were taught the same thing. You were.
All right. I was taught the same thing. And then all of a sudden, you were talked into believing something else that actually isn't true. But I have a feeling that people like Queen Mary, that was being maintained as they lived.
Hedy, we brought you in too quickly. You're disoriented. Let's back off. We'll come back to you. You don't even know what to say. You didn't expect to get
what does that have? What does that have to do with Lady Jane Grey? That's what you need to know. And why it affects Philip II. We got this, Bob. We got this just a minute. You got Philip II of Spain, who had to come back in and straighten all this shit out. That's where all the money checks came in, because we was trying to get to that damn Domenici money, which was in France, you see, because the Domenici's had to run the France side. That's how they had to come into the place where she could actually take over the throne. Elizabeth had it. She got it. She all. Because you got to realize, Catherine of Aragon was her mama, not the Boleyn bitch. So there's the trouble. Off with their head, off with their head, off with it. See, they was good with him. They'd bite the head, bite his head off, and then he'd chop their head off. So it kind of goes in this, are you a god kind of business, running along here doing you those snip, snap, tip, tap. You give me a dog a bone. Now you're coming back to making babies. Now the babies have to run things. Now the monarchy are honored. The HRS status makes them superfluously better. Well, you are. Everyone is. You separate yourself from power. They just had the orb. The orb was like the place... they put it in London Tower, in the tower vault. It was in the tower. Take them to the bridge.
Right.
In the tower. You had the orb, you had connection to that power. Remember Torchwood? There was a line, mm-hmm. There's a lineage. Torchwood came from that same side. They had places of inside. Not in my world. Then you could control your worlds, your realms. There where you reign. we appreciate archetypes that we've embraced thoroughly because of our Bob. Now, all you see is a representation of these people from what you call 1500s that are running around here trying to tell you something, that are really trying to tell you something, though they are. When they try to tell you something, you listen, and the next thing you know, they run the thing. They run it all. They won. And then you come back through, and then you have to figure out, you have to figure out how Edward the Sixth applies. See? Because you're going to keep going all the way down to James. That's King James. That's the Bible writer, remember? Well, he just financed it. But he's a bud of Bob. Him and Bob go way back, way back, way back. Moanback. He runs on the Moanback tribe. So then we come back around, and you have to apply, attach how this connects. And how this connects is where it is. It connects where it is. That's what you're trying to see.
All right. It connects where it is. Well, that seems logical. Uh-huh. So
that, well, but yet you asked the question of who the fucking Queen of England is.
I know. And actually, you answered my question about King James.
That's the point. Yeah.
Because I was wondering if he wrote it himself, but you said he financed it.
Yes, he had it done. He didn't do nothing. He was the king. He didn't do nothing.
And why did he want it done?
Well, he had to. Bob told him. See, that was Mary's child. But
yes.
He was king because of Elizabeth's reign. Don't mix it up.
All right. So I'll have to look at the connections there. Okay. Did he know exactly what he wanted to achieve by the rewrite of the Bible?
Well, Bob told him.
Why is it so important to Bob that this was done?
Well, you got Henry, the Duke of Cornwall. That would have played into it. That had a little to do with it. And then the one who had nothing to do with it was Henry Fitzroy, the first Duke of Richmond. Nothing to do with it.
Okay. And he's being mentioned.
Well, what's funny? That's not funny. That's not funny. It's the best they had at Hampton Court Palace.
And what was he doing at Hampton Court?
That's where the first Duke of Richmond and Somerset, Henry and the Duke of Cornwall, that's where he was.
What was his purpose there?
To beget Arthur, Prince of Wales. Because, see, you had Edmund Tudor, that was the original Duke of Somerset. He was trying to take over. That's troublesome, you see. Very trained. And Anthony Seymour and Sir John Seymour, they're kind of mixed up in that same timeline, but inappropriately so. See, the monarchy doesn't always flow in the right direction. The monarchy doesn't always flow in the right direction. Sometimes you have heirs, and those that are heirs, they abdicate from their throne. They abdicate from their throne. They abdicate from their throne, just like you did. It shows you how you fall from grace. Your grace. Your grace. It shows you how you fell from grace, how you can be the king, be the king, be the king, be masters of the universe, and then separate yourself from that place of power. Happened to Albert, happened to Albert, happened to Albert.
Actually,
it shows you how to do it. It shows you how to fall.
So if you know how you fell, you know where your place is.
Well, if you know how to fall off a horse, you figure out quickly how to get on it. Don't forget Tower Hill.
Remind me, what's at Tower Hill?
The way to take out a monarchy is to off with their head, chop their head off. Remember Tower Hill.
And how is this significant, the unthroning of kings and queens? Or is that the example?
Example.
Why is the royal family, the British royal family, so important in this whole thing? Is it because of King James?
No.
What makes it so significant over other royal families in other parts of the world?
They are connected.
The British royal families? Or all the royal families?
All the royals.
What started royalty in the first place, or who started it?
The miscegenation from Moab, Moabites, the miscegenation of the Moabites.
And what made them choose to distinguish
the influence of Babylon in segregating this monarchy? Then that became into the Ottoman Empire, and then you came into the Timothy, then you had all of the Mongols and all that other ridiculous foolishness. They all had to placate themselves to themselves. So all we're saying is they're all connected, they're all in line, they all came from the same soup, and they just express it in different cultural perspectives from, say, a Third Reich or a German villamaster down into a haute couture dresser.
Do I have lineage that's from royal blood somewhere? Or do we all have that? And I mean...
Henry Fitzroy.
Can you say a little bit more? And which side of my family would I have to look?
Your mother's.
My mom seems to think there is a connection in Spain that may be royal.
Well, yeah.
Is that?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
From the Mary Howard, the Duchess of Richmond. Yeah, mm-hmm. Bit Spanish. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to say anything more about that?
Francis Gray, Margaret Douglas.
My mom has very vivid dreams, and she had one recently where she was like Moses at the Dead Sea that was being parted.
It wasn't a dream.
What was she seeing? Where was she?
There.
Because she has a lot of these things. When she says them to me, I don't think it's a dream either. But, yeah. Okay. Is there something I can say to her about that, or should I just leave it as it is?
What did you say to her already?
I actually just listen.
Well, how very placating of you. She was ballsy enough to talk to you about it because now you have the tactile, visceral ability and capacity to have a knowing conversation regarding something she's experienced all of her life in a place of power that she's trying to steal to you, and you're so ballsy you just sit there and listen. I wonder if she didn't bitch slap you in the next Tuesday. You need to talk to your mama about your things. Talk to her about her world. Engage you. Hey, Mom, that's very interesting. Tell us more. What if it were real? They just proved. Oh, Bob, the needle's hung on the Victrola. This is a recorded show, so don't worry about it. It's all recorded. Everything is recorded. It's already recorded. This is just a rehab. Be in the rehab. This is a rehab. Oh, okay. A non-physical rehab. Y'all welcome in. You have AA, NA, BA, DA. You can get you everything given. And I'm sure they'll have fresh heroin and yellow jackets at the back door. It'll be great fun. So, anyhow, and okay.
I know everything is recorded, but what does it mean?
Ethics. It means ethics. It means ethics. Ethics. That's what it means. Ethics.
Oh, essence. As in the essence of creation.
As in Blackmore, Essex, England.
Oh, Essex.
Yeah, it rhymes with Essex.
Is there a reason why it is all recorded?
Because you're doing it again. You've already done it. It's already. There's no time. So you're finding the place to find the place to find the place. You're just a stranger on the bus trying to find your way back home. What if God was one of you? Just a slob like one of you. You know, and there you go. Now the cheese is chasing the rat. The cheese is chasing the rat. Mo Larry, the cheese. The cheese is chasing the damn rat. The rat don't want to eat the cheese. The cheese is chasing the rat. Oh, my gosh. Imagine that. The cheese is chasing the rat. It's amazing that the cheese would chase the rat. Mm-hmm. It's Bob.
Okay,
Bob
so
did this. You can thank. You have Bob to thank for this. Wake up, Bob.
The solution is just no. Kept okay. Then you don't get lost in the maze, right?
But you're going to have to go back to the Lady Mary Howard.
Hmm.
Hmm.
That's right. Lady Howard.
Lady Mary Howard. The Earl of Richmond. With her husband.
I think I'm going to do a little bit of homework, Ion. But thank you for that delicious avalanche of words.
Oh, kind of reminded you of Zappa, didn't it, darling?
It felt good.
We're not sure we exactly agree, but we'll yield the floor.
Well, thank you for that. I thought I was totally prepared, but I'm...
You just got to realize that if you're going to dig through this, there are a lot of illegitimate children. So it doesn't... You're legitimately illegitimate. So dig it up, honey. You'll find out all about it. But if that offends them, then don't do it.
Is there advice you want to give me, Ion? Please give it. I would like to hear
it. You know what you know. Stop seeking what you think you don't know. You already know. You're running around looking for things you already have, and then you find them and go, oh, okay, it's right there. We get it that you believe in the hereafter, but we just don't think you should be standing in front of the refrigerator for a half hour looking for what you're there after.
And what is the best thing I can do? Because I know, this is very true.
Go with it. Now stop. Stop second-guessing your knowing. Know what you know. You know when you pull up to the red light that it's going to turn green. If you know that, then you should know how to gauge your pace yourself so that when you get there, it's no longer red. Right?
Right.
If you know it. Yeah. But if you second guess it, then you're always going to spend your whole life's going to be on the damn brakes. That's sort of what we've had so far. The brakers are fixing to close. So, better get off the brakers.
Yeah. Well, I have to
start knowing. Okay, enough of that. We appreciate all that. But now, take on the conversation of as you know things, the things that you know, embrace those things and start utilizing the part that you know. It'll put you dollars and donuts ahead of the light year. It'll take you to infinity and beyond. You and Buzz Lightyear.
I know this. Thank you. It's just, okay, I don't want to argue for my limitations, so thank you.
Find it back and start applying it. Now, you're not going to do this all at once. It's taken you ever how many millennia to dog yourself down this far down that damn rabbit hole, honey. But we're saying if you're going to go through the rabbit hole, at least get tea and crumpets. If you're going to be mad at the Hatter, you might as well have some fun at it. Look at Bob. He's the poster child for Mad Hatterness. It's all good. He's crazy as a loon. It's great fun, and he doesn't even know it. That's when you're really crazy, is when you don't even know you're crazy. That's crazy. Then what happens? It becomes great fun. Well, then it becomes great fun, so you can start applying it. If you can apply it, then it matters. If it matters, then it matters, then it counts. That's what the Higgs and Bose is trying to figure out, that there's a quark and the smork and the snork and the gork. If the gork gets the smork of the dork, then the mork could be the dork quark. If the quark could be the mork, it would be insane. So there you go. You got it. Now start applying it. You have the keys to the kingdom. Now where's the damn lock? You have the keys to the kingdom. Now where's the damn lock? You know where the lock is. Stop looking for it. Start and unlock it and move on to the next step. Let your meat sack body respond to you. Quit getting so dabbled out on all this foolishness. Oh, I can't do this and I got to do this. And this is a little. The one you had gone kill yourself yet. We would too if we had to fight like that. It's a great fight, honey. Quit fighting. Stop, shake yourself, and become God. Stop rolling around here all over the place trying to figure out this and figure out that. You hit him in the head with a wiffle ball bat and everything else you can run into. Soften all that. You know this. Go with it. Go with it. And go slow so you don't get yourself sideways. Just step by step and go in that direction, not the other direction. Here you are trying to run after your damn descendants back to Methuselah. Gonna get you all the way back to Methuselah. And what's that gonna help you when you already got the power already, and ain't using it? If you just come from God Himself, it wouldn't do you no good. You gotta bring this all back home to where it matters. Come back to when you were God. Do your lineage from God back. That'll help you. Get all the way to God, honey. Then you'll be having a different conversation. Now, we being stern, because we gotta be soft and gushy a little bit. Be still, honey. It won't hurt, but just a minute. Just a second. Just a second. Now we gotta love you.
Bring it.
That was stark, okay? But it was time to tell you, finally, that you already got this. You already have it.
Oh, please give me the money check. That's in your damn account. Well, I don't know about the money check. I need to make this in your damn account. Well, I'm not sure. Write the damn check. Oh, I can't write the check. What if it's not there when I cash the check? Write the damn check. I don't know. I got to see it. And we go, okay, you know what? You got this. Go ahead. It's okay. It's already there because it's there. Start embracing it. Then the fruits of your labor will be seen. Now, don't be surprised when you start seeing all these things you damn know. Things happen. The whole wide world starts burning. Then they call, oh, my God, it's burning up Tennessee. It's burning up Tennessee. Oh, my God. The water has covered the big toe of the Statue of Liberty on Ellis Island. Oh, my God. Do you realize how serious it is? Oh, my God. The Mississippi River is running the other way. What? Oh, my God. It burned up and fell into the Pacific Ocean. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. You mean the caldera is going to fall? Oh, my God. You mean everything blue on that crazy man is going to fall into the sea because they're going to make it loose? Oh, my God. I had no idea. Brian, why didn't you say something? You could have told us. You could have just made a little hint. You could have put a little blip. You could have put it on a facial book. You could have twatted a tweet. You could have given us at least a little heads up. You could just people are shooting, going around the side and start shooting people in the head. Oh, my God, they're shooting people in the head. You know, people are just dying and spilling. It's no big deal. They just run the police. It's killing the black folks and white folks. Everybody's killing everybody folks. And they're killing mom folks, mom folks, them folks, out folks. They're drowning people, putting them in the car, running them in the bay and blowing them up and running them, tying up bombs. Black God will show. Black God will show them. We'll put bomb vests on and walk into big cats people and blow our damn ass up. Black God will show them. Oh, my God. You mean people going in there and blow people up? Don't do it. Don't do it. Ryan, you could have told us. You could have said something. You mean they're going to open up FEMA camps and put people that can't figure out that their God ain't coming to the face of power? They're going to be the subservient world that comes to the face and make minimum wage? Oh, my God. You could have told us it was going to be a minimum wage. You didn't say it was going to be a minimum wage. You didn't say they were going to build a wall to keep the Mexicans into America so they could work the wall. The reason Mexico is going to pay for the wall is because they don't want all the immigrants back. They want them to stay here. Oh, my God. You mean they're going to build a wall across the bottom of the lake? Tell you what, it's just saying. You notice nobody's talking about building a wall over Canada because they think they're going to buy Canada and purge that swamp. They're going to purge that thing. If you ain't Canada, you better get the hell out because it's coming. You just know you know, just so everybody knows. Oh, my God. You mean they're going to purge Canada? You mean they're going to purge Canada? You could have said something. You could have let us know. You could have said one thing. You could have said one thing, just one thing. You mean there's ascension? What? We can ascend? We can come back to our place. Oh, my God. You could have told us. You could have said something. You could have said one, just one time. Just one time.
I just got a new inflection.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I've seen that person do that.
Thank you, Sam. What is
the... You're ever so welcome. You're ever so welcome. You're ever so welcome.
Okay.
All right.
Very good. Let's
I'm gonna
see who's
for a while, and I send you my my love and kisses. Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Yum. Don't threaten us with a good time.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. Okay, now that was that. Now, Bart. Go ahead, Bart.
My first question is, Ion...
Whoa. Hold on.
Okay.
Good morning, Bart.
Did you say that? I'm sorry. Good morning, Ion.
Did you get to nut? We told you to last night.
Okay, so I'm feeling a little sort of...
Bob, that would be a no. Okay, next question. Next question.
You told me to last night, all right.
Well, what did you were going to say? You're feeling a little what, Bart?
A little sort of run down, I guess.
Oh, you got a headache, okay.
Yeah, I guess.
You mean like run over, as in a bus? A lot of respectful people are run over by buses. Sometimes they blow up in trains, too. Have you ridden on the Trump train? Bob didn't even play the Trump train. We're very cross with him.
You're very cross with
what?
Trump?
No, with me.
Bob didn't play the Trump train.
All right.
Oh, okay. We can get to that. We can get to that, I am.
You know, all night long to play that ridiculous Zappa crap and the energy you could actually help these people, you don't do that. So then you want to take their time to play what we provided a day or so ago and then waste the time on that side. Oh, that's good for you. That's good. Long as you nut, Bob, that's all that's important. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm working on mine here, or playing on it. I was going to ask you a while ago, Ion, but I was listening to part of the payday from last night. Bob and Michael were talking about Atlantis. As I was listening to that, an email showed up in my ATS email. It was another invitation to come to the Atlantis Palm in Dubai. Have you been sending those emails? Have you been sending those, or are they just...
Yes.
Okay.
No, we should ask you the question. Have you been answering all the emails we've been handing you, giving you? Have you been answering them?
I would say yes, but would you answer that? Have I been answering them?
Computer
I haven't
says
booked.
No.
Okay,
computer
I have not
says
booked.
No.
I have not booked.
You don't
booked,
have to book. Stop. You don't have to book anything. Just slow down a second. You don't get too carried away. Everything's all right. It's not that you've done something wrong. You're just trying to calculate where you are. We're trying to get you happy in the skin you in, but if you don't like that, we'll get you some new skin, honey.
No, I do. I do like it. I enjoy being in the skin I'm in, and so
well, we can't tell.
Is this these invitation emails to Atlantis Palm Dubai part of that?
It's just something different. It's not something you have to do or don't do.
Yeah.
It's just something different. Why is it not okay to even think about that? Is it taboo? Is it out of bounds? Is it wrong?
No, it's great.
Is
I,
it inappropriate?
I would,
well, you're acting like it's the, you know, you're taking another lover or something. And we're like, okay, take another lover. It's all right with us. You get urged to shout around us, honey. You don't scare one of us. You didn't expect that one, did you, Biggin?
No. So is that something you're not suggesting that?
You ain't seen nothing yet. Bam, bam. Baby, baby, you ain't seen nothing yet. Bam, bam.
Well, you know, you did say...
Something you're never going to forget.
Hey,
bam,
Bart, did you get to your fucking Atlantis topic?
I'm moving back into that. I'm enjoying the tangents also. Because somebody had asked you if Bob were a continent, what continent would he be? And you said United Arab Emirates, and that's where the Atlantis Palm Dubai is. So, and they were speaking about that. And I also saw before that in Akito's notes from Cashflow that you made a statement to the effect that Atlantis already is, but there's just a vibratory difference.
Yeah, he needs to pay for the rest of that laptop, Bob.
Who has to pay for it?
Akito needs to pay for the rest of it. He's paid for some of it. He's got to work some more. He's got to do some more worky work.
Right.
We wouldn't care, but it's his honor, you know. He got to get that shit right. It's a big, big deal, so he's got to do that.
Right.
So is Atlantis relevant or more significant in this Trump environment?
We would say everything is. But we don't know. We just work here. We're just working hard for Bob, mostly. So that's how we roll. That's what we have to do.
Okay, so something that I had noted is that you've said that Trump is the last Trump of God. Is it the seventh Trump? And you've also said that we're moving into, that's leading up to the seven, the vile judgments, which are the last plagues.
And the Hexad, the Hexad, the Hexad, the Hexad.
The Hexad. And this is the environment where all of the sevens, which are the, would you consider all the sevens a completion?
It's okay with us.
Okay.
We don't get too hung up on it because every time we turn around, Bob makes some fucked up. We said five bodies one time and that turned into this whole big bullshit thing. We still not over that crap. So, we don't want to put any memes out there that he can embrace because you know how intelligible Bob is. He'll grab a hold of something. It's like a snapping turtle. He'll never turn loose of it under penalty of death. He will die trying to get away from this fucking android meme, Croaker Quadrant bullshit stuff. He gets this stuff wrapped up, sapped up, started up like it's some damn something, most ridiculous thing you ever seen in your living life. So you want to be careful with all that foolishness.
Right, not to say anything.
We concur.
I'm listening again to sections of the Revelation Rewrite, the
well,
seven.
Well, how noble of you to actually listen to it. That's nice. That's good.
And there are things that could be said that but that they won't be said, just to keep that information sort of private for those who
what a better way to hide it except in plain sight.
Well, I actually felt sort of a physical shift when I realized what the vile judgments sort of represent.
You're not only what they represent, now you're living in them.
Yeah.
See, this is all what's happening. We said all this, and everybody laughed. Oh, they thought we was the most clever thing. Oh, it was so funny. You mean to tell me this is going to be like that? You mean? And we start all that thing again where we start vomiting and rolling and blah, blah, blah. Which we don't got to do that anymore. But it was very funny, though. But it ain't funny no more, is it?
This is the tumultuous hexatic, I guess.
That's great words. What the hell does it mean?
Well, it would mean one thing to Bob, but probably something different to you and something different yet again to me.
That's the reason we ask. Axed. That's the reason we axed. Like what a hatchet does to a tree. We axed.
Right, to memes that one tries to sort of hang on to, is that something you're referring to as sort of axing?
Do yes, okay. Yes. Good.
I'm approaching the sevens that sort of line up in the Bible and also the Hebrew high dates as just sort of aspects, like you said. I'm taking it more loose as far as what they refer to.
Good.
So. And also, this passage in the Emerald Tablet, Secret of Secrets, is this is applying to the releasement?
Yes.
I wanted to ask that releasement, the passage is, on Earth man is in bondage, bound by space and time to the Earth plane. Encircling each planet, a wave of vibration binds him to his plane of unfoldment. Yet within man is the key to releasement. Within man may freedom be found. So these trumps are affecting sort of that passage, in a sense, the releasement?
Computer says yes.
Is gravity...
No.
I was going to ask if gravity was an aspect of being bound to the Earth plane, but it's not. Okay.
But a nice aspect is nice, especially if it's a savory aspect. Those are great. Sweet aspects aren't as favorable, but a savory one is very delicious. You'd enjoy that very much.
Okay, that is a dish.
It's like a gelatin-based thing. Aspic, you know aspic, we just told you.
And I just looked it up. I see it's a gelatin dish with food in it. It's the first time I've ever seen anything like that.
Well, see, you live long enough, you're bound to see everything.
All right.
Well, our work is done here, Bob. He's now seen aspic for the very first time.
This is a statement that you had made. A celestial body, this is of the earth, a celestial body held to influence the fate of human beings. You were responding to Brian and said, but without gravity, which is fixing to change, you're not going to recognize the planets anyway.
That's already happening. You're already finding planets that weren't there, losing planets that were always there. And can't find planets that's supposed to be there. So that's already happening, eh?
Okay, so it's not that the appearance of the trees in the landscape will shift so dramatically, per se, then. It's that there are other planets showing up.
That's all based on your experience. Bob's never seen a tree in his fucking life. It wouldn't have fallen in his house, and he wouldn't know what it is. Carolyn, what's that? Bob, it's a tree. Well, do we have trees, Carolyn? Yes, we have trees in the yard, Bob. Well, where did it come from? Why is it on our house? Well, it fell for whatever reason, blah, 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 blah. And you see, so you're not going to convince Bob that it's the thing to engage. He doesn't even know what a tree is.
He's not noticing the landscape except that he's pleased wherever he is.
Well, until he's not, give him a hangnail. You cry like a bitch.
You
don't like pain now. He don't want nothing to hurt. Nothing, 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 nothing. Nothing to hurt at all. So that's fine.
the shift that's going on, that's bringing about or precipitating the...
Don't say going on, say occurring.
Okay, occurring. That's bringing about the emptying of the vials of the wrath of God, or God's judgment.
Y'all did that. We didn't do that. Y'all did that. That's y'all. See, y'all done that.
God
we
called
just,
for that.
We just told you. Slow down. We just told you it was going to happen. We said if you take a stick and you play in shit long enough, you're going to get some on you. That's what we said.
And that refers to the folks like...
And then
like,
they turn right the, around and they crying. I got shit on. I've got shit on. We told you to play in shit long enough. You don't understand. I got shit on. My arm fell off. I meet up with something. They burnt down my damn house again. Oh, it's, I've got a cancer.
Okay. So it's the less than-ness. The little man sort of...
Well, it's not even that. It's the arguing. It's the arguing for the less than-ness. Not only will they do it, they'll came it up and then damn make it be your fucking fault that they got it.
That's the best of it.
Then they make it your fault. We told you that it's coming. Here the train is coming. It's rolling around the bend. It's on its way. You lay your foot, you lay your head, you lay your ear on the railroad track. You can hear the damn thing coming. 100 miles away. You lay there and the damn thing runs over your head wondering if the train's going to come or not. We go, okay, burn it up, baby. We begged and pleaded and sang and bitched and husked and did everything and made little pile of tricks and laid everything out just perfect in little dominoes, little houses, made a ticky-tacky, little houses in the same, they're all the same in a row, little houses, made a ticky-tacky. And then they do all these things, and we told you. Now the shit's hitting the fan, and you're all of a sudden, you're really interested now. Pretty interesting to Bob. Not to us. We kind of knew that. We know how this goes, and we try to tell you, but... Just saying, just so it's like Miss Marvel and the Lady Killers, just so everybody knows.
I was considering that the last Trump...
Of God shall stand.
The last Trump of God shall stand. And you were speaking to Sheila last night.
She likes to paint. She paints pictures and things.
I know, I got some of them.
Yeah, they're very expensive, but they're nice.
They are. Well, they're not expensive, but they're worth every penny.
She charges way more than a penny. I don't know what kind of favors you got going on, but that's pretty
good.
No. You can get them for a penny.
They're worth whatever she asks.
Oh, but, how nice. But she don't do it for the money. The money just comes. She can't help it. She could say they're free, and you give them out of money, and it would be the same. We taught her that. We showed her how to do that. It's a good trick. That's how she called her husband, too. He's going to work in a dairy. It's going to be great. He's going to milk the cows. It's going to be so great. We're so excited. He's just such a hard worker. Mucking out those stalls. He's going to be wonderful. It's going to be great.
Who's doing that?
Charlie.
Oh, he's going to clean out the stables. Hercules had to do it.
Well, he's got
one.
To when they... When they close out all the, when they close it all down, and he's that's what happens. Well, he's kind of doing that now, Bob. So it won't be much of it. He'll still be in the same profession, being in the media college and all.
Herding the Guernseys, watching the Guernseys.
Dude, that's Sheila's name, Guernsey, or maybe Kern. Maybe it's Guernsey. Yeah, Guernsey. Sheila Guernsey. That's it. made it funny.
Yeah,
so
this, I did.
This environment that you said that Charlie's in now,
it's
in the radio...
It's very visceral. It's very visceral. Tactile.
So you have to be
and
visceral
then they
and
got
tactile.
Stop. Get this over this. Now, they've done through all this bullshit. Hit on your news. Hit your Googler. Put your Googler on. Everybody get your Googlers on. Get ready. We're going to draw swords and see what's going on. Now they're sitting there trying to have big discussions about why they went off and did all this crazy stuff and how the lying media messed up the Clinton. The Clintons are now blaming the media for media ecology. That's what they were using to win the damn election, and that's what beat their damn ass, because he wouldn't go with regular media. He said, meta, media. He said, it's rigged. So he moved everybody away from the Walter Cronkite world of mediaecology. He moved everybody, slipped it right up the bum of Quoker. Right up the bum, right in the bum. The next thing you know, what was that? What was that? Right in the bum. He slipped it right in there. Boom, just like Quoker. Right in the Quoker quadrant. That's what happened. And we weren't worried about that because, see, you know something in your ass or not. Okay, you know that. But that Thompson quadrant, you got to be real careful about that because that'll sneak up on you and put you in the upside down. See, there's this tiny note that connects all this bullshit together. Now, here's where we are. Now it's changed. Everybody turned their head. They're not looking at it no more. Now everything is a lie. Well, that's what Bob's been saying for 100 fucking years. It's a lie. That's a lie. It's a lie. Lie, 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 lie. Dick, neck, titty, whack, give a dog a bone again. And then he does it again. He says, you can't believe nothing. Everything that's tried and true, tried and true, tried and true. Still ain't nothing. And what's the true, true, true of tomorrow is a lie, lie, lie. You can't get up for down. You can't get down for up. You can't get out from under. Everything a rabbit can do is stump. Is that a lie? Well, most of every other thing it is. Because if he's under it, he's not over it. But he's above it, he's not about it. Board about above, across, after, against, along, amid, among, among. He's on and on and on and on and on. These objects of the lie are what he's trying to purvey. Now people are running out, well, nothing is true. Well, exactly, so make it any way you want to. Well, that's what we're going to do. Next thing you know, boom. And then through a twat, a very simple twat. We started with pussies, then we went to the twat, and then the tweet. Would that be the past perfect tense of twat is to tweet? To tweet or not to twat? Yep. That is the question. That is the question. The question. Okay. So there we go. So now you got it to where you're including similarly. We made a little funny. It's similarly. We made a little funny. It wasn't that funny.
I read you.
Well, it wasn't that. It wasn't that funny. It was okay. Funny. As far as funny goes, it was okay funny. It was sort of funny. It was funny. But it's funny enough. But anyhow, well, then what happens is you start to see that this whole thing that you're talking about isn't even a talking point. It doesn't even matter. Now, all of CNN now, I've told you, get your Googlers. Look, they got Kellyanne Conway. Somebody says, and then she says, shut up, you little bitch. We won. Shut up. We won. Say whatever you want. Say one more time. I will slap you. I will slap your jaws. I will slap you in the fucking mouth. You shut up. We won. Giuliani, come drag this bitch out of here. Get her out of here. Get her out of here.
Who'd she say that to?
To that woman at Fox News.
Oh, Megan.
No, the other one. So now what happens is they're all fighting from the position. They're all fighting from the position to say, we have to explain this. This happened. How did this happen? Why did this happen? Did this happen? Is this happening? Why don't it can't happen? The mediaecology said we won. Now we got the most votes. We won. These are the people the Democrats are the fucking ones that invented the Electoral College so that the damn Spaniards couldn't come over here, take over the fucking country. Now they're trying to abolish it. That Miss Boxer, bless her little heart. She's going to have an open casket. It's going to be so beautiful. Poor Barbara. We're going to miss her. We'll miss her. She's so sweet. She's sweet. But she'll make a beautiful cadaver. She will. She'll be nice. They'll lay her out pretty. They'll put some calla lilies, some real pretty flowers around. It's going to be so nice. Anyhow, that's fine.
How come they couldn't get rid of Pelosi? Why couldn't they get rid of Pelosi?
Why would you? You wouldn't let them. You wanted her. She's your, what do you call that thing? Not a pawn, not a what a foil. She's your foil, Bob. You gotta have somebody you can control. Yeah. You, Bob, had to have someone you control because you know how literal you are. We have to keep it all easy for you. If you make it hard, you'll get all watchful, start screaming at Carolyn, and then she'll have to take you in hand again, and that'll be ugly. So we gotta keep that together. It's simple, but you don't want to get rid of her because if you had to put the Tim in there, he would have undone church. See? They would have mixed up the names. They both have the last name from the Democrat. No. There's a Republican just like it. No, that's Gracie's husband. No, that's right. You got to have the people. The last names are the same. One's named Tim, one's named something else. If he'd have went in there, it would have been ugly. People are very confused, so they would have confused them, and it would have been ugly. Have you ordered your tickets for the second ever Constitutional Convention yet, y'all?
I heard you talk about that last night, Ion.
Is Ayan going to have some say or some input into that?
Bobby made another funny. Look at there.
Okay, so you brought that up, Ayan. Is Bob getting involved in the text in that constitutional convention? The outcome? That was another one.
Well, he's right there. Fuck, he's right there asking. You don't need
well,
us
Bob,
to tell
are you?
Shit on Bob. Bob tells enough shit on it. Bob tells enough shit on himself. He don't need us telling him anymore. He jumped on us last night because we hid something in plain sight, and he had a nervous bust out. He had a little gizgasm just squirting all over the place, having a fit. You telling me you can't say nothing, and you turn and you say everything. You tell everybody everything, and then you say I said it. Then I tell him what you said, and then you say, see, you told him. We ain't supposed to talk about that. When you already told him, we said, I know, Bob, it's terrible. We sad about it, too. There's nothing we could do, Bob. There's nothing we could do. There's nothing we could do. You got us. You had us at hello, Bob. We was gone. It was nothing. It was over. It was over. So, it was pretty
you
sad.
Said, Ayan, you can,
he is
you
tough.
Can change the...
He is tough. Bob's tough. Bob's tough. He's tough.
You can change the fucking Constitution to say any damn thing you want it to say. Only gods are allowed in America. All else must die.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn. That's nice. Catchy. You should say that. You should say that. Yeah, that's a good thing. That's a good byline. Them Breitbart people would probably embrace that pretty good. Hey, Bob, do you think Reverend Stang, you think Reverend Stang can get a little media ecology out of this, Bob? What do you think? Or is he through? Is he over?
He's pretty well over, yeah. He's moving out to his parents where he came from, out to the desert in Texas.
Oh, San Angelo.
Stang. He's leaving Cleveland, and he's going to go back to the homestead. I think he's feeling a little lonely or something.
Homestead, Florida?
Yeah,
Homestead, Florida. Homestead, Florida is nice.
What did Stang learn from the Indians? In the mid-70s, he hung out with some Dakota Indians or something. What did he learn from them?
Well, he's just like you, Bob. Nothing.
Now, Bert,
nothing,
you haven't got
nothing
of your topics. You've got any topics, Bert?
I was trying to work on, or work toward, or
trying to work,
trying to ascertain, trying to get more out of Ayan on the seventh Trump, that meme. And
okay, get on to that. Will you get into it?
The environment that we're in now is what you're calling the hexatic, and that has a different definition depending on who you ask, but it's obviously tumultuous. This was necessary in order to bring forth Coldplay, as one example.
Ayan. Look alive there, Ayan.
Trump alive? Train. What's alive? Trump train? Play it. You got that. That's good. So ask the question a better way and we'll answer it.
Okay.
Okay, what?
Yeah, I'm reformulating my question here. So the vile judgments, the last plagues, the tumultuous environment we're in mediologically.
Well, God, that's even worse than the last time. What are you saying? Bob, help us.
Yeah, come on,
Bob. We got an intervention here.
Okay, let me ask it this way.
It's whole ridiculous.
Let me ask it this way. Trump is draining the swamp. Is that something on one level, sort of a micro level, what Ayan is doing or is being affected by God on a macro level, a larger level?
Listen to what you're saying. He's not even president yet. You're giving him credit for changing all of history in the world as we know it. Okay, let's top this up. All we said is it's going to change. Okay, so it's going to change. Well, you got to start somewhere. Well, this is as good a place as any to start. So now it becomes a metaphor. We know how y'all love metaphors. Washington, that pentagram is an example of the degradation of the little man that's left to sturge in the nasty sewer mosh pit of nastiness. That's the most terrible. Just an example of it. And then that example becomes the example. And then when it happens, you go, oh, yeah, like we did in Washington, like that. Oh, yeah, that wasn't so bad. It stunk to high heavens. But once it got it all mucked out, it wasn't so bad. Yeah.
So that's just an example that little man maybe can look at and see and have a reference point for what's actually happening on a larger scale.
Well, he would say indubitably, yeah. I mean, you know, yeah, do the math on that. That's not the best question you've ever asked, darling. I mean, you're trying to do a segue, and we get all that, but come on, you know. Come on, man.
I'm attempting to sort of put things in some sort of context with relation to the sevens, the ending of the cycle.
Don't. We did all that. That's over. That part's done. Get ready for the next run. Get ready for some oceanfront property in Arizona. From your front porch, you can see the sea.
Is this ocean situation, is this where Atlantis comes into play or not quite yet?
When you say comes into play, that's a nebulous bunch of words that don't mean anything.
The ocean shifts and changes, are they caused by Atlantis emerging or coming forth? Or is it a different cause?
It's a different cause.
Okay.
A little better questioning, better, a little better line, but not much context.
Okay.
Come on now, you got. We're gonna get the coloring Nazis after you.
These ocean shifts and changes, are they creating an environment where?
Yes, of course.
Okay, Atlantis can come forth. Okay.
Well, it is. But see, here's the thing. Here you go. Here you go again. Bob, listen to this. Straighten this out before somebody gets hurt here. You're sitting here so Atlantis can come forth. You ridiculous people. It's already forth. It's already come forth. People are citizens. They got their passports to it right now. You can get a passport to fucking Atlantis, to Oceania, right now. You can get your passport to there. They say it's this place in the sea. It doesn't exist. Well, Oceania does.
Are you calling the island or continent of Oceania Atlantis? I looked up Oceania. It looks like it's an international ocean conservation and advocacy organization.
That you can get a passport to. Or a donation.
Your sentence got cut off.
You can get a passport to Oceania for a donation.
So if I made a donation to Oceania, I would be able to take a trip to visit Atlantis.
Nope, but you'd have the traveling papers that customs would allow you through if you did.
Is there another way to get those papers without making a donation?
Yes. We're acknowledging that there's an Atlantis. They're acknowledging, and you're waiting for it to come fucking forth, and we're saying it's already forth. That's the point. You're weird. You see? Do you see the rub there? You're acting as though there's a timed element that we haven't arrived to yet, and we say, wait a minute, it's already. What already is the already that's already? How can you already be the already that you're already? It's already. Wait, already, ready, already. Yeah.
So is
right,
there a spot?
Already.
Is there a location in the Atlantic or Pacific Ocean where one
Bimini. Even that ridiculous Sylvia Brown told you that bullshit. It's easy. Everybody knows that. The ridiculous ones even know that.
So
Sylvia Brown,
Bimini.
She's dead. Nothing we could do.
So Bimini just looks like a pleasant little sort of island chain. Are you saying that that's Atlantis or it's going to be where that is, or it is Bimini, and it will become known as Atlantis.
Under the sea. Remember Ariel? Under the sea. Yeah, under the sea. Under the sea. So those island chains are not under the sea, are they?
They are not. The Bimini Islands.
There's your answer. Excellent.
So,
most excellent. You're doing better now. You're on the road to Wellville. No more Kellogg's. We're telling y'all again, no more Kellogg's. Don't do it.
Will the name of the Bimini Islands be changed to Atlantis?
No.
Okay, so they'll remain with that name or they will have no name?
Well, they're pretty much nothing now. It's just a placeholder. It's just a place to say. You give the coordinates. What's the latitude and longitude of, what is the latitude and longitude of Oceania?
Of Bimini?
No, Oceania.
If this is correct, is it 22.7359 degrees south? 140.0188 degrees east.
Good.
Is there a gate at that location that one would travel through, or would you
there just... There is oh. There is.
Okay.
There is.
Okay. Now we're going back to the gate conversation.
Now here's where the gate conversation is a little different. Now you have the fucking latitude and longitude of the bitch. You didn't hear that one before, did you? And you can't even find that, but your GPS, your little girly can, your Siri will get you TT hot. Your Siri will get you hot. Yeah, Siri will get you there, baby. She can get you right on up in there, huh? Yes, sir.
I'm looking at a map where those coordinates lead, and it looks like it's on the continent of Australia.
Okay, whatever your little doolilolly says, we don't know. It's changing those things, so we don't know. Whatever you say,
they are shifting.
We'll go with you. We trust you. We trust you. We trust you. Are you a revocable or an irrevocable trust?
Irrevocable.
Oh, there it is.
I'm not familiar with the banking or stock market terms, but I like the word irrevocable.
It's like the song by Yo Gotti, Everybody. Everybody. It's like that, too. Everybody. Irrevocable. Everybody. They're very close and similar, too. Get a little gangster going on with you. That'd be good. You'd be a nice gangster. You want to be a gangster? What do you think? We can work it out. I know a guy. It's okay.
I could be a gangster.
No, you got to start off by learning how to say it. It's gangster. Not gangster. Gangster. You got to say it right or they don't. Gangster. Oh, there you go. There you go. Then you got to get a little swagger on you. Yep, yep, yep. No sugar in the tank, and you'll be ready to go.
Pimp limp. Everybody want to be a dope boy. Everybody want to be a coke boy. Everybody got a chopper. Everybody get money. Everybody say they're from the hood. Everybody real, but they not boy.
Uh-huh. Everybody.
So the island, so I don't want to get too hung up on this, but is there something more? It looks like the islands, or the continents rather, have been shifting, and Australia is one of them that's been moving.
Yes.
So
the cloud is also moving. Yes. That's so good of you. You're a good student. Did you know that? You do good. You get most of the big words right and everything. It's great.
So let me ask about the cloud then.
Wait. Kick Bob's chair first.
Okay.
If you're going to do that. We have to do twofold. Bob, we're working hard for you, Bob. We're working hard for you.
Yeah, I noticed.
Okay. Now we got to do a two-part thing here. We got a two-part thing. Here's the first thing. The first thing is this. We're talking to Bart. You know Bart? He's been on once or twice before. He's a really nice guy. You should be nice to him. He's not bad. Don't be terse and sharp with him. He's a good guy. He's fixing to also going to want to go into what you call the cloud, watching, talking about the cloud. Well, we are at this point. Mark the time. Is it 40? Is it 40, Bob?
Yeah.
41. Okay, 41. Mark the time because we're going to answer that. But now you need to kick the shit out and get number one because it's going to be for number one. We're not doing this twice. You're not going to catch us repeating gossip.
I don't think Chad is here.
Well, but we're only going to do this once. So here we go. We're going to answer. It's going to help him, but you've got it marked. You're going to send an email to yourself. There's really not much else you can do, but we're just so noting the experience. So now if you're very gentle and careful, Bart, you're going to get some answers to some questions. And if you're not, it's going to be dashed to the rocks, to the pits of hell. But there's no pressure here now. It's okay. You're perfectly safe with us.
I appreciate your forthrightness. The cloud is mentioned in many passages in the Bible, but there are two sections that I wanted to refer to. One of them is Exodus 40:34. Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. 35, and Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation because the cloud abode thereon, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. 36, and when the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the children of Israel went onward in all their journeys. 37, but if the cloud were not taken up, then they journeyed not till the day that it was taken up. 38, for the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and fire was on it by night in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys. there is another passage in the Bible that indicates that there was a cloud that also settled over Mount Sinai. Is that the same cloud?
And thou shalt set a laver between the tent of the congregation and the altar, and shalt put water therein. Thou shalt set up a court round about, and hang up the hanging at the court gate. And thou shalt take the anointing oil, and anoint the tabernacle, and all that is therein, and shall hallow it, and all the vessels thereof, and it shall be holy. And thou shalt anoint the altar of the burnt offering, and all the vessels, and sanctify the altar, and it shall be an altar most holy. Keep going.
Whatever touches them shall be holy.
Exodus 40. You were reading it. That's also Exodus 40. That's more important than the last part of the cloud. Without
okay.
that part, you won't ever get to that part. For the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and fire was on it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys.
But if the cloud were not taken up, then they journeyed not till the day that it was taken up.
Well, then the next verse, 38.
For the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and fire was on it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys.
So until you see the cloud, you don't move with it.
Is this something you referred to with Sheila last night, Ion?
This has to do with the hanging of the court gate. This is not about the clouds. This is the preparation of the ushering.
Preparation of the ushering of the cloud or of the ushering of something else?
Well, Sugar Love, you better ease on into Leviticus chapter 1.
Okay.
Just turn the page on your Googler.
The burnt offering. Okay, so... The Lord called to Moses and spoke to him from the tent of meeting. He said,
stop,
quote,
stop.
Okay.
Stop.
Okay.
The tabernacle. King James Version.
And the Lord called unto Moses and spake unto him out of the tabernacle of the congregation.
Boy, that was good. That was a close one. You almost fucked up, Craig. You fucked up some commas there now. You almost fucked up some commas. That was scary. Okay. Everything's all right now. See how slippery a slope this is? It's all good. But we got you. We're working hard for Bob. We're working hard for Bob.
Okay, I appreciate it. And so, again, and the Lord called unto Moses and spake unto him out of the tabernacle of the congregation, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, if any man of you bring an offering unto the Lord, ye shall bring your offering of the cattle, even of the herd and of the flock. If his offering be a burnt sacrifice of the herd, let him offer a male without blemish. He shall offer it of his own voluntary will at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord. So this is speaking of the burnt offerings.
And he shall put his hand upon the head of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted for him to be an atonement for him. Jump on down to 8. And the priest, Aaron's son, shall lay the parts, the head and the fat, in order upon the wood, that it is on the fire, which is on the altar. Carbon, baby, carbon.
Okay.
Tells you how to do all the little pieces and how to all work it out, how to deal it all out. If you got to do what to do with young pigeons or turtle doves or whatever you have, and the blood, they bring it to the altar and they wring off its head and burn it on the altar, and the blood thereof shall be wrung out by the altar.
So would you relate that to the blood of the lamb?
No, but it's a representation. It's a representation. We're having to remind you. See, this is getting close to Genesee now. You're getting serious now. So you can stop blood with Leviticus.
You can stop blood with Leviticus, you said.
Yes, of course. The remnant of the meat offering there and bringing the sons, the thing of the most holy offering the Lord made by the fire. See, all this comes into the thing, comes back into the thing, comes back to the thing, comes back to the thing. because this is the thing, and it's a representation of that. And so the thing that is what you're representing. Well, then you're representing it, that's what you're seeing. This is what you're trying to prove. So then when we start burning down the world, whoops, did we say that? Like Urkel, did I do that? Well, they sort of set the thing on fire. It's burning up. Made the wind blow so hard that it knocked down power lines into a dry, crispy tinder into the Great Smoky Mountains and basically burned it down.
All right, you're making me think of the cloud that the fires create.
Leviticus 3.
I'm turning the page.
If you get a sharper Googler, it would be good.
And if his oblation be a sacrifice of peace offering, if he offer it of the herd, whether it...
What is oblation? Tell us what oblation... That's a beautiful word. That's a nice word. Do you use that word, oblation? Tell us what it is. Is that something you do to a bowel obstruction? Give us a definition of oblation. We like that word. What does it mean?
It is a thing presented or offered to a god or a god.
Oh, damn. That's intriguing. Proceed, Mr. Corso.
And if his oblation be a sacrifice of peace offering, if he offer it of the herd, whether it be a male or female, he shall offer it without blemish before the Lord. 2, and he shall lay his hand upon the head.
No, jump down to 4.
Okay. And the 2 kidneys and the fat that is on them, which is by the flanks, and the caul above the liver with the kidneys, it shall he take away.
Okay, now that's representation of what's going to happen in your meat sack body. The perfect without blemish, the perfect one, is going to be divided and recreated or redone. Okay, now go to 5.
5, and Aaron's son shall burn it on the altar upon the burnt sacrifice, which is upon the wood that is on the fire. It is an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord.
Savor. Okay. Now you get that? The representation?
It is considered sweet to the Lord for the burnt
number
sacrifice.
9. And he shall offer the sacrifices of the peace offering and make an offering by fire unto the Lord. The fat thereof. This has to do with the lipids and how you store what you think you store energy in as fat. This is what that's about. And the whole rump, that's your ass. You know, the gluteus maximus, that's your ass. Not the asshole, just the size of your cheeks that you're from, the rump. We can give it if you need to. It shall be taken off hard by the backbone and the fat that covereth the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards. See, the fat, so it's going to change. So they're removing it in the congregation, okay? But now you got to lay the head, kill it for the tabernacle and the congregation. And the sons of Aaron, the true part sons of God, shall sprinkle the blood thereof on the altar round about. Once that's done with the fat that covered the innards, and all the fat that is upon the innards. And then you take the 2 kidneys of the fat that's upon them, which is by the flanks, and the gall above the liver with the kidneys that should be taken away. It'll be a perpetual statute for your generations throughout all your dwellings that ye eat neither fat nor blood.
So I'm taking this as shifting in the meat sack that occurs.
Well, it's representations of it. It's representations of it. When you ascend, you won't have a bloodlust any longer. When you ascend, you'll separate that, and you won't have a bloodlust. Now they still have bloodlust. Humans can get a taste for blood like a rabid dog and go out and kill people over some blood. They will do that now. But once you're ascended, you cease your bloodlust.
Is there a synonym for bloodlust? Because I'm thinking of vampires when you say bloodlust. Is there another way to define that? Is it the lust to eat?
Leviticus 13, the unquiet dead.
And he shall lay his hand upon the head of it and kill it before the tabernacle of the congregation.
Chapter 13. Come on. See, we're working hard for you, Bob. We're working for you, Bob.
And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, saying, when a man shall live in the skin of his flesh, arising a scab or bright spot, and it can be in the skin of his flesh like the plague of leprosy, then he shall be brought unto Aaron the priest or unto one of his sons, the priests. 3, and the priest shall look on the plague in the skin of the flesh, and when the hair in the plague is turned white, and the plague in sight be deeper than the skin of his flesh, it is a plague of leprosy, and the priest shall look on him and pronounce him unclean.
Okay, there you go. There you go. Now, see, this is where Dr. Dean comes in to sort to cull them out, to put the little man's and the other ones. And that's a terrible thing. She wants to save them all, but then she doesn't. She wants them to ascend, but then if they don't, and she loves them to death, and then it's okay. And then, you know, you kind of go with it. And then you go with it, Bob. Bob just stays with you till you buy or die. It is really easy, cut easy. It's like, make the offer and get out. Then this tells you all that, how to blow it all out, blow by blow by blow, of what's clean and unclean. Okay, with the raw, quick, raw flesh in the rising. And it becomes the whole thing. It lays you out with how to handle the meat sack body and what to do with it and how it is. It even does gram positive and gram negative. It also does when it happens when you apply magnesium to it. When you put magnesium, it's right here. Wait a minute, let me see. Oh, yeah, 23, it talks about when you apply magnesium. But if the bright spot stay in its place and spread not in the burning boil, then the priest shall pronounce him clean. In 23, it talks about the magical magnesium, the magnesium clean. There you go. Isn't that great that Leviticus even added out of that too? See, they were on Dr. Dean, the magnesium queen, as far as it's been seen.
Dr. Dean, the magnesium queen.
Yeah. He didn't even know magnesium would cure leprosy, huh?
Or that there could be a queen of magnesium, and yet there is.
Yeah, yeah. There's for the fetting leprosy, it shall be burnt in the fire. You don't
Dr. Dean is going to affect changes to leprosy.
Yeah. In 57, he talks about fetiwap. And if it appear in the garment, either in the warp or in the wolf or anything of the skin, and spreading plague, thou shalt burn it therein and plague with fire. There you go. This is fetiwap. Got the fetiwap going on. It's good. It's good. See, everything is in here, even little boozy and yogati in here, too. Yep.